Welcome to the Bells in the Bat Free Course, Radio Drama 101. Let's take roll now. Brad Montworth.
Here.
Arnie Kunchpard.
Present.
All right, everybody's here.
Mr. Bell, last time we had class, back in episode 25, you forced us to listen to a really bad radio drama.
Yeah, the Spectre Bride. Are you going to do that again?
Well, we are going to listen to another radio drama.
Oh, Lord, it's not as bad as Spectre Bride, is
Please
it?
Please tell us it's not as bad as Spectre Bride.
Okay, it's not as bad as Spectre Bride.
Oh, thank heaven.
It could be worse.
No!
This is an educational experience for you to see what not to do in making a radio drama.
So is this radio drama in the public domain?
Shixney on the public pay omain day. As far as I know, this is in the public domain. If it isn't, then whoever has the copyright to it can call me, and I'll immediately pull it from the Bells and the Bat Free lineup.
I guess that seems fair.
Oh, Mr. Bell, can I go to the restroom real quick before this starts? Please, can I go, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you! I'll be back in just a second. Go ahead and start without me.
All right. Class.
Why didn't I think of going to the
Brad?
Club? Yes.
This show is from a series called Hall of Fantasy.
Oh, boy.
And this particular episode is called The Man in Black.
Whoop-dee-doo.
One of a series of fantasy horror... Hold on just a second. Hello.
Is this Mr. Bell?
Yes, it is.
I am the copyright holder for the radio drama you're going to play today, so you need not play it for your students, because I do not give you permission.
I see. And what's the title of that radio play you don't give permission for?
I don't know.
Nice try, Arnie.
Oh, Mr. Bell.
Come on back to class.
I'll be right there.
All right.
Mr. Bell, can I go to the bed?
No.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back, Arnie.
Yeah,
let's now begin our listening of and commenting on The Man in Black.
In just a moment, the Hall of Fantasy will present The Man in Black.
I can't wait.
And now for our story.
That was quick.
An original tale of fantasy by Richard Thorne entitled...
The Man in Black?
The Man in Black.
Thought so.
They kind of telegraphed that, didn't they?
We live in a world which borders at times on the unreal.
Just at times?
A world that cannot explain the various phenomena which seem to have neither beginning nor end.
I missed your Bell's lectures.
I heard that.
The subtle, fleeting power of perception which reveals itself to a human being only at infrequent intervals throughout his life.
Frequent inter what?
Intervals?
Interveal cutlets?
That sudden, sharp feeling that danger or death is near.
Boy, you're sat on attack.
These things mankind cannot explain.
Yeah, try explaining
this
to us.
Sixth sense of warning never appears when we go about our everyday tasks, but only when we are faced with an insurmountable problem, imminent and deadly peril.
Is there like a story here?
Be patient, we're getting close to it.
Such is the tale of
The Man in Black.
The Man in Black.
Thought so.
Yeah. I hear a timpani.
It was a cool, quiet night.
Cool night?
That night it began.
Don't be cruel, night.
For some reason, Brian had insisted that we take a stroll in the park.
Oh, Brian, you dog.
That's late, Brian. Almost 11:30.
I know, David.
I can tell time.
Beautiful night, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like guys in armor.
And good night for sleeping.
I like to come out here about this hour. It seems to give me a sense of belonging.
That sounds strange coming from you.
Or from anybody, for that matter.
Well, I'm quite serious, Dave.
I'm quite FM.
I feel no relation with the rest of the world, but out here in the park listening to the sound of the crickets.
Starring Buddy Holly.
Or footsteps on the wall.
Are they wearing wooden shoes?
Everybody does in radio.
I feel as if I belong.
I belong to the Merry Marvel Marching Society.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
We don't.
I think so.
You're better many not.
Another thing, it's strange, but I have a feeling. A feeling that something is wrong, that something is going to happen.
What do you mean?
Like in this script?
Not bloody likely.
Something inside of me.
Shouldn't have had those baked beans.
I almost know that something will happen that will change the entire course of my life.
It being in the script and all.
Oh, I think you're just imagining.
That woman coming towards
Not imagining that.
Yes, I see her. I wonder if...
Man in Black. Have you seen that man in black?
I'm sorry, but we haven't
Just
seen...
a minute, David. Let her talk.
Have you seen him?
Who?
Have you seen the man in black?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, I thought perhaps you could help me. I must find him.
We haven't seen anyone out here tonight except you.
The man in black.
No, you're a chicken pig.
I must find the man in black.
Everybody's talking about him.
What does she mean?
The man in black?
I don't know.
The man in black.
The man in black.
I just said that.
Maybe we ought to follow
him. Yeah.
I'll let it go.
Oh.
That's strange. What?
This story.
It was so still before, and
there
now...
There was a still?
The wind seemed to have sprung up from nowhere.
Ah!
Listen, she went off in that direction.
She went off, all right.
Like a bomb.
Let's take a look.
I wonder why she screamed.
She saw Brad?
Yeah, hey.
She couldn't have gotten too far. Look up ahead.
There must
be her.
Sounds like he's playing a bongo drum full of gravel.
Lady, is anything...
That's a good question.
I often wonder if anything...
What's the matter with her?
She's stuck in the show.
She's dead.
There's one way to get out.
Dead. That's right.
Yep, dead.
Dead, dead.
Just like the plot.
I wonder who he is. Who? The man in black.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Not that man in black!
We called the police and told them everything we knew.
That didn't take long.
There were no marks on the woman's body, nothing to indicate the manner in which she died.
She looked, eh?
The police were inclined to believe she died from natural causes.
The police are always worthless in these
things. Brian and I felt there was something behind her death that concerned...
Who?
Who?
The man in black.
Oh. Who's playing the tuba back here?
I didn't see Brian for almost 2 weeks.
Lucky you.
At the end of that time, I received a call from Carol Deming, Brian's bride-to-be.
The phone's Deming.
Hello?
David?
Carol?
I hope I didn't disturb you.
Oh, of course not, Carol.
David?
Carol?
Brian wants you to come to dinner tonight.
Any particular reason?
David?
I think so.
Carol?
And what is it, do you know?
No, I'm not sure.
Make up your mind.
David, I'm frightened.
That she's sure about.
Brian's been so strangely mysterious lately.
Well, at least he hadn't been mysteriously strange.
He seems obsessed with only one idea. Something about...
All together now.
A man in black.
You think we've hit that point home enough?
Apparently not.
Up, time for the organ solo.
Oh, they have an organ transplant.
They should put this through the organ grinder.
Not once during dinner did Brian mention the subject.
What subject?
The man in...
Oh, yeah, right.
It was perhaps an hour after the meal.
The meal in black.
The three of us were sitting in the library when he brought up the subject of the man in black.
What other subject is there in this show?
Remember that woman we saw in the park, David?
Woman, man, make up your mind.
Yes, of course. She aroused your interest, didn't she?
She aroused something.
Yes. She did the same thing to me.
There may be snow on the roof.
Only I did something about it.
Brian.
That's more information than we wanted.
I wish you'd forget about this.
I can't.
Neither can we.
Try as we might.
I know how you feel about it. I did my best to forget it, but I couldn't.
Still, don't you think that...
My mind will never be quiet until I get to the bottom of this.
I got to the bottom of this.
Maybe the woman we saw was upset.
It was quite evident, David.
You idiot, stop interrupting my interrupting.
I made some inquiries about this supposed man in black just to see if anyone knew anything about it.
Well, he's a man, he's in black.
And?
And I discovered that no person alive was described in that way.
Everybody's colorblind?
He's the man in puce?
Well, then you can forget about
it. Yes, let's!
I said, anyone alive.
What do you mean by that, Brian?
Breathing, conscious, you know, unlike Brad.
Yeah, hey!
The man she was talking about has been dead for 30 years.
Ooh, should be the man in black.
Well, then, that ends your investigation, doesn't it?
Yes, please!
I'm afraid not.
Oh.
Why not, Brian?
When I've traced down every last clue about him, only then will I be satisfied.
Well, who was he, this man in black?
An immigrant to this country, David.
From the Black Forest?
The Black Lagoon?
Jack Black?
He's buried in a mausoleum in a private estate about 40 miles north of the city.
What's a mausoleum?
You mean he lived here?
No, he didn't.
You're confusing me!
It was his dying wish that a mausoleum be built and his body placed there after his death.
How does a lamb get so mossy?
No one knows where he came from.
Or where he's going.
Oh, where he is now.
How to get the moss off that lamb?
Why should he pick this location?
Why should he pick his nose?
I don't know, David.
You know David. You've been talking to him all along.
But I intend to find out.
How?
Hiya.
I understand there's a caretaker for the estate.
At least there's something we can understand in this story.
I intend going to him to learn the story.
Of a man in black. He's been dead 30 years, so cut the guy some slack. He scared him a lady one night really late, and now that lady is in real estate. 6 feet down, toes up. Can you dig it?
When?
Tomorrow. Do you mind if I come along?
Yes.
Of course not.
Oh.
What about you, Carol?
Yes, I mind if you come along.
No. I don't want to go with you, and I wish you wouldn't go either.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
You're telling us.
I'm afraid I'll die of boredom.
Are you sure, Brian? Are you really sure?
Yes, I'm really sure.
What's the matter, Carol?
Over there.
Symbols.
At the window.
Icky streaks.
Get the window.
There's nothing there.
Carol, it's your line.
Oh, but there was. There was something over there. I couldn't see it clearly, Brian, but it was there.
Told you to get the Windex.
The grotesque figure of a man's face. Floating outside the window.
And he's got a big gong. This must be where the commercials go.
Oh, for the blessed relief of commercials.
Yeah, they'd be more exciting than this show, I tell you what.
Hang in there, guys. We can make it.
I dread those words I know are coming.
What words are those?
Back now to our story.
Oh.
An original tale of fantasy.
And boredom.
By Richard Thorne, entitled...
You at home say it this time.
The Man in Black.
All right, who's the wishful thinker out there that said David Copperfield, huh? Raise your hand.
Neither Brian nor I saw anything outside the window, and we put it down to Carol's imagination.
Her mad imagination.
She asked us again not to go out there, but Brian insisted, and in the end won out.
That's a painful place to win out.
The following day, in the late afternoon, we started out to the estate.
Which estate? At Georgia?
In Nevada?
At Idaho?
I don't know.
This is the road that leads into the estate. It seems so
so lonely out here.
The long and lonely road.
Yes, doesn't it? Almost as if this little area was set apart from everything else. Maybe it's the day.
Boring.
Gray.
Dull.
The camera. That all adds to it, of course. Up ahead, is that it?
Yes.
Well, that one building with that semicircle of trees behind it. I thought you said he was buried in a mausoleum.
He is.
You mean that?
Yes, a mossy trium.
I don't like this, Brian.
We're with you there.
Are you afraid?
Maybe. Look, there's an old man standing in the doorway.
Is he dressed in black?
Looks as if he were waiting for
us. I've been waiting for you.
I'd be surprised if he was.
Well, let's go meet him.
Yep, let's do that.
Did he say nap?
Yep.
Maybe we ought to go back.
Of course not.
This is the only action we've had in the whole show.
If we've already come this far, we'd be crazy to turn back now.
Good day, gentlemen. I've been expecting you.
Please come to find out.
No need to tell me.
Yeah, we all know.
Just follow me, please.
Walk this way.
You said you would be here about this time.
Who?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, like we don't know.
So dark in here.
Your eyes will become accustomed to it.
To what?
The darkness.
But not the smell.
Just come with me.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know.
You said something?
No.
Liar, liar.
No, nothing at all.
Pants on fire.
This is the room. Right in here.
Imagine door opening sound effect here.
You wish to learn of the man in black.
Aha!
Am I correct?
Yes.
Can't we have more light?
More Bud Light.
The candle is burning in here. Don't throw off much light.
I'm sorry. That would be against his orders.
Whose orders?
The man.
He who walks by night.
Ooh, is that somebody new?
What can you tell us about this man in black?
Or this guy who walks by night?
Does he play cards? What does he look for in a card game?
Quite a good deal. The man who lies in a stone coffin in the center of this room.
He should tell the truth instead.
Died some 30 years ago. Yet his body is as it was when he was alive.
So he was wrinkling yucky then, too, huh?
Perhaps you would like to look at him.
No.
How rude.
Apologize.
Sorry.
All right.
You ought to look at on him. After all, he has laid claim to you already.
What is this, the William Shatner School of Acting?
He has laid claim to you already.
Come! Sorry.
What do you mean?
The woman you met some time ago. She was the first link in the chain. The last in her chain, but the first in yours.
Chain?
Chain link fence?
Chain smoker? Choo-choo chain?
Chain chili lace?
The baby's got me locked up in chains.
They who search for the man in black shall die.
Oh, no, I'm going to die.
But not before they see the one they love most in this world die first.
Oh, no, Jessica Alba's going to die first.
The wind. Where did it come from?
Big Bean, sorry.
It is always there when he wants to speak to me. It is the sound of his voice.
You're not serious about this man, are you?
No, we've just been on a few dates, that's all.
Take it as you will, my good sir. Put your own interpretation upon the words I have spoken.
Okay, I interpret that you're nutty as a fruit cake.
I'm hungry, too.
Shh, something interesting's about to happen.
What a bet.
Yes, master. I understand.
What did you say?
I answered him.
What do you mean?
The wind. The mocking sound of the wind is his voice. He has seen. He has looked into your minds and seen you, but he sees only one woman.
He needs to get out more.
One woman in both of your minds.
Oh, then you guys need to get out more.
First, she shall die. Then you.
Then them.
Then him.
Both of you.
Then all three of those guys. Certainly to them.
That little guy over there.
And your little dog, Toto, too.
Yes, master.
The master's a chatty cuss, isn't he?
I hear and obey.
Voice.
Wasn't really a voice.
More of a chuckle.
Or chortle.
I don't think it was a titter.
Definitely not a guffaw.
Where's that voice coming from?
From his coffin.
Oh, it was coffin.
Oh, he should take a coffin drop.
Stop now.
We wish.
Yes. He has stopped laughing.
Chuckling.
Chortling.
Coffin.
Your meeting is over now.
Yay!
But you will see him again quite soon.
No.
Remember to look for the man in black.
Our mission is to monitor extraterrestrial activity on Earth. We work in secret, and we dress in black.
Not those men in black!
Spoil sport.
Yeah, bummer.
The old man showed us out of the mausoleum. So cold and lifeless.
You mean the old man?
So frightening to behold.
Yeah, that's obviously the old man.
We sat silent for some minutes as we drove back.
Stay that way.
But then Brian broke the unnatural quiet.
Oh, Brian. Spoil sport.
I didn't know you felt that way about Carol.
Oh, he was mistaken, Brian.
You're not a very convincing liar, David. It's true, isn't it?
It's true. I'm not a convincing liar.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Forget it.
time.
All right.
All right.
Forget what?
What do you think? About the story the old man told us?
No, last week's Dancing with the Stars.
I hope he's crazy. What if he isn't? Then I...
Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I just don't know.
He doesn't know.
When we get back to town, Dave, we'll pick up Carol and head for my place.
Oh, you dog, you.
Quiet, strange, but something tells me that what the old man said was true.
Maybe it's the script.
I wouldn't trust it.
It's letters wrong so far.
Someone got an M&E organ for Christmas. Listen.
In the back of my mind, I also knew that what the old man had said was true.
He was a trustworthy, crazy old man.
What bothered me was that we knew we were doomed to die, but not from which direction death would come.
Left.
Right. Stand up, sit down, fight.
Nor what form it would take.
Form-fitting.
Tax forms.
Maiden form.
Formula One.
For me and my gal.
Maiden form.
You got a one-track mind there, Brad.
We phoned Carol from a little roadhouse just outside the city. She was waiting for us when we pulled up in front of the apartment building in which she lived. And there it was only a short drive to Brian's place.
Don't these people ever walk?
And that's the story, Carol.
I can't believe it.
Think how we feel.
You know, sitting here in your house, Brian, with the lights on like this and everything so normal.
You three-eyed knucklehead.
I find it difficult to believe myself.
I find it hard to believe yourself, too.
Perhaps we were mistaken, Brian. Maybe nothing will happen. You really believe that, David?
Nothing's happened so far.
I'm trying to.
Just a minute.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
What time was it?
Hey, that wasn't a minute.
When you were out there.
Hey.
Oh, it must have been about five. Why?
Well, maybe it was my imagination, but
yes?
Just about that time.
Yes.
I heard someone laugh.
Yes.
The voice came from behind me. I turned around to look.
Yes.
And no one was there.
No.
It could have been the laugh we heard. But we were there.
They were there.
He was there.
I was lost.
Could she possibly have heard anything at the precise moment we did?
She's got sharp ears.
And really nice eyes.
Her hair's not bad either.
The old man said it was his voice issuing forth from the coffin.
Who issued first, second, and third?
The voice of the man in black.
No. What's that?
It's just thunder, Carol. It's been threatening to rain all day. Every time the old man said he heard the voice, did you notice how the wind would spring up? There was another sound, too. I don't know what it was.
That was me, sorry.
It was there. Never forget it.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I'm going to hire bodyguards, take protective measures against anyone getting near.
Listen.
Symbols.
Ooh, symbolism.
The wind. And that sound we heard in the mausoleum. Where's it coming from? I don't know. Carol, what's wrong?
What's the matter?
Someone goosed me.
There's something at the window.
Hey,
terrible twisted face.
Oh, do something.
It's gone.
Well, that was 17 seconds of as close as we're getting to exciting in this show.
The window's broken.
It was looking in at us, watching the three of us. And those eyes. Those terrible eyes.
Terrible eyes. They're watching you.
I'm afraid, Brian. Brian, you have to do something before it's too late.
It's already too late.
Yeah, we're well over 20 minutes into this thing.
Was that the same face you saw before, Carol?
Yes.
Last time I was shaving.
It's only now it was much clearer.
I've been using Stridex pants.
What are we going to do, Brian?
Maybe we should call the police. They probably wouldn't believe it.
You think?
Now, I used a detective agency a few months ago. I'm going to call them.
They're stupid enough to take this case.
Telephone number should be here in my desk.
Try the next room.
Oh. I'll take it easy, Carol.
But it's just that I'm so frightened.
We'll be all right as soon as we can get some guards here. Radcliffe, is that you?
Who else would I be?
This is Brian Connolly.
Brian who?
I want every available man you have to come out here tonight.
For a party?
You know my address.
No, I don't know your address.
Yes, thank you.
Wait, hey, don't hang up on...
I'll be out here as soon as possible.
Is Radcliffe coming?
No.
Who's Radcliffe?
Oh, wait, another character.
Maybe it's the ghost name.
But we'll have eight men here in the house to give us protection.
Woo!
Settle down, Carol.
We'll stay here, the three of us. That way we'll have a better chance.
Oh, if only you hadn't been so interested in what that woman had to say, Brian.
But I was. I'm sorry.
That's over and done with, Carol. I'm as much to blame as he is.
No, I am.
No, they are.
I suppose we all are.
I'm not.
There's nothing we can do except wait, Carol. But I'm sure the man in black won't call on us again.
He lost the number?
Not when we have help.
I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
Like sands in the hourglass, so are the days of our life.
I feel the days of my life ebbing away.
Graham.
Oh, you woke me up there.
Yes. What do you want? I'm just checking up on things, sir. Have all the men been posted? Yes.
Use enough stamps?
It's rather dark out here in the hallway.
Nothing suspicious there.
You shouldn't be out here by yourself, sir. I'm just as safe here as I would be with the others. Probably.
Unless the others were dead.
It's so dark, eh?
How dark is it?
Can't see your face very well. It's just a face, sir. Nothing else.
I have two, just like everybody else.
You seem very nervous.
I...
Do you believe the old man's story?
I'd prefer not to, but it is rather frightening, isn't it?
Not particularly.
Well, I'll continue on my round.
With those other squares.
Good night, sir.
Probably see you again before morning.
No, he's done.
He's toast.
His goose is cooked.
He's paying the slab tab.
Taking the dirt now.
He's one ex-parrot.
Huh? He's not a parrot.
What are you talking about?
Old Monty Python.
What?
Who? Never mind.
The guard somehow disturbed me.
The script disturbs me.
There was something unusual about him.
The way his gills flapped.
In the gloomy hallway, I couldn't see his face.
Is this foreshadowing?
Of course, in the shadows, it was difficult to tell what color his clothes were.
This is more like five or six or seven shadowing.
Well, he could have been wearing plaid for all we know.
Who's that? David.
Ray.
You startled me. Are you alone down here?
Not anymore, you idiot.
Yes. Where's Carol? She got a headache. We're upstairs from that.
How many times we heard that?
Wish I had a nickel for each one.
Well, she shouldn't be alone. There's a man stationed outside her door.
That door's not going anywhere.
Quiet in the house.
Yeah, let's keep it that way. Shh.
One of the guards just passed me in the hallway, asked me if I believed in the story the old man told us.
I do believe in spooks. I do,
I don't know anything about the story.
Oh, dear.
We're shocked.
Are you sure? Of course I am.
Never saw this coming.
The only thing they've been told is to watch for a man in black clothing. Why should the guard know anything of...
Ah, comes the dawn.
Did you see his face? What was he wearing?
Well, it was too dark out there in the hallway.
Of course, he might have heard something about it.
On YouTube?
Facebook?
Listening over the back fence?
No, he couldn't have. I didn't even tell Radcliffe the story.
Who's Radcliffe?
And how did he know it?
Unless...
Wait for it.
He was the man in black. Something about him. It seems so strange. I can't place it, but he frightened me.
Maybe it's an IRS bumper sticker.
We better search the house.
Gee, where should they start looking?
Wind again,
that sound. He is here in the house. It was Carol's voice.
And that man wasn't a guard.
He was Carol.
So Carol's the guard?
No, the man in black is Carol.
Maybe Carol is Radcliffe.
Guard! Guard! Nobody answered.
So I left a message.
Carol, are you all right?
Bob.
Chad.
Carol.
Alice. Now playing.
Anything happened to her? The door to her room. It's open.
Thank heavens, now we don't need a door opening sound effect.
Carol.
Yeah, we don't have to pay the actress either.
She's dead.
See? Lucky us.
Just like the woman in the pub. It can't be.
She should be dead her own way.
What happened to the guard outside her door?
Happened to all of the guards in the house, Brian.
It's a coffee break.
Single one on our way up.
Just married ones.
Will they ever start this?
We'd better call the police. Is there a phone up here?
No, no extensions up here.
Got a carrier pigeon on you?
New phone. I'll stay here with Carol.
It won't do you any good to stay up here, Brian. She's dead.
But I can talk to her all I want now.
You better come with me.
I guess you're right.
Left, right, huh?
Oh, Brian. Sorry. Should have known that the man in the hallway was...
Brad, you ever let anybody finish a sentence?
I'm to blame. I started this.
No, he did.
She did.
We did.
I can't understand what happened to the guard.
Whoever he is.
He's the guard. I can't find him.
Whatever he is.
He's a guard. I can't find him.
He has the power, David. Something evil and malignant.
He should run for office.
Send the guards away. It would be a simple matter for him.
Shoe guard, shoe.
Him, Scrag.
Use the phone in the library.
You look all done in, Brian. You better sit down in that chair over there.
All right.
Close a chair in the next county?
I hope they can get here in time.
I don't know what it
is. That's strange.
Well,
if you were close, you could hear me.
I'm not getting any dial tone. Something's wrong with the phone.
Never saw that coming.
Oh. What's the matter, Brian?
Nothing.
You can barely make out over the horizon there.
I can't get to the police. The lines must be down.
Yes, they must be.
I thought I heard you moan when I was trying to get to the police.
You were mistaken.
Maybe he was just singing Moan Over Miami.
It's rather dark in here, and with you sitting in that chair with your back to me, your voice sounds different.
Does it?
Yes.
Stay where you are.
Something's wrong with you. What is it?
Don't you know?
I agreed to be in the show.
No.
Perhaps you should look at my face.
Can you turn down the symbolism?
No, not Brian. The man in the hallway, you're...
We now pause so everybody can guess who he actually is.
Captain Kirk?
Amelia Earhart.
I'm thinking the Lindbergh baby.
Captain Crunch.
Ooh, a serial killer.
The Red Panda.
Bender the Robot.
Astro Boy.
Is he bigger than a bread box?
Pogo Possum.
Iko Pogo.
Enough pogo shtick.
I got no idea.
I'm stumped.
I'm flummoxed.
Who could this mysterious person possibly be in this play called...
The Man in Black.
The Man in Black.
The Man in Black.
The Man in Black.
Never saw that coming.
What happened to...
You're red. Changed places for a while.
I wanted the comfy chair.
You mean he's dead?
That's correct.
But dead in his own way.
As you will be soon.
Can't be too soon if you ask me.
Don't come any closer to me.
The chair was 2 miles
he's
away.
Got plenty of time.
Are you afraid? Why don't you run?
Is this super glue on the floor?
I can't move.
Board stiff.
Now.
There's a good one.
You see him.
See who?
The man in black.
Oh, yeah.
Face to face.
Person to person.
And now.
Call and collect.
You die.
Is he dead?
Are we done?
Is it over?
The man in black is playing an organ solo.
I didn't know we could play solo.
Wait, it's fading out. There's hope.
The wind
Oh, no.
Smacking sound of the wind is his voice.
We've gone back to the middle of the show.
I can't do this to us.
No, Mr. Bell, I can't. I can't go through this again.
Make it stop, Mr. Bell. Make it stop.
Death will strike at those who search for the man in black.
Why?
For he is dead.
By boredom.
Ow, my ears.
Oh.
It's over.
It's done. It's quiet.
Yeah.
We're finished. No,
make it stop. No.
So runs tonight's tale of the unusual.
Calm down, guys. This is just the epilogue.
Chop this epilogue into little pieces.
And throw him into the fire.
Down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy to hear another strange tale of the supernatural.
Or the super dull. Ow, my ears.
All characters and events portrayed in these programs are fictional.
No, duh.
And any similarity to actual events or persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
It's over. Listen, sounds like the one remaining audience member walking out of the studio.
Blessed relief, we're done.
Okay, class. Whew, this session is dismissed. We'll do this again sometime.
No!
Or not.
You have been listening to episode
76
of Bells in the Bat Free. All contents are copyright 2008 by John Bell. No copying or rebroadcasting is allowed without express permission from John Bell, which he actually gives pretty freely. He just likes to know beforehand who is using his stuff. So don't invite trouble. Write to John Bell at jbellvoice@gmail.com. To subscribe to Bells in the Bat Free, go to thebatfree.com. And while you're there, join the rather wacky weirdos who converse on the forum. You can also subscribe through iTunes. Simply search for Bells in the Bat Free at iTunes. And while you're there, why not leave a comment? Preferably a nice one, but it's a free country. Do what you want. If you enjoyed listening to Bells in the Bat Free, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy listening, then why the heck if you listen to all of this boring stuff at the end? Thanks for listening. Join us again next time.